Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob. We do invite you to call right now at 844-322-2742. We've got a great broadcast for you today. We're really going to dive into the Word of God and answer some very practical questions on some hot topics, hot issues that all of us are facing today. But before we do that, let's go into the Word of God to Romans chapter 8 and read some encouragement for us. We all need to know this truth and become convinced of this truth that Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8, starting in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? That is a very important question for us to ask. And oftentimes we will say, hey, the circumstance in life will separate us from the love of God. Something that we've done, some sin we've committed will separate us from the love of God. Well, Paul is going to answer a resounding no. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Shall tribulation or distress, and certainly many of us are experiencing tribulation right now with the coronavirus pandemic. Many of us are experiencing distress, maybe economic distress, maybe emotional distress. All of these things are a part of the human experience. But we have to ask, do these experiences that we go through, do the trials of life, do our distresses that we experience, do those things separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Does persecution, does famine, does nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Paul was convinced that absolutely nothing could separate him from the love of God. And certainly when you read his story in the book of Acts and all the things that he writes about, the personal nature of the things that he writes about in his letters, Paul went through an amazing amount of persecution. He went through all of these various things that he is talking about here in this particular chapter. But he says, no, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The thing that gripped the very heart of Paul, the thing that just caught Paul's attention, was the love of God demonstrated to him in the person of Christ Jesus. For I am sure, or I am convinced, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So that's the encouragement that we need in this life that we live here and now. We have all sorts of messages that we receive every day through our ears and through our eyes and through our senses. And a lot of those messages are trying to convince us that we can be separated from the love of God. We have voices of accusation. We sometimes condemn ourselves because of the things that we think or the things that we do. But Paul is saying, hey, that's all noise as far as the love of God is concerned. The love of God is pure. It is there for you. It is there on you every single moment of the day. Nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from the love of God. Why? Because this love of God has been poured out into your hearts by the very Spirit. That is good news. That is encouragement that we all need in our daily journeys through this life. So if you meet somebody that is distressed or is going through trials and tribulations, what do they need to hear? They need to hear that God loves them. that what they're going through, what they're experiencing at that very moment does not separate them from the love of God. And oftentimes that is the truth that will turn their eyes back to the Lord instead of on their trials and on their tribulations. And when they turn back to the Lord with their eyes, hope enters back into the situation, and they can go confidently through that trial, through that distress, whatever life is throwing their way. So here's the good news. Absolutely nothing can separate you from the love of God that is yours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We invite you to call right now, 844-322-2742. 844-322-2742 is the number to call. My name is Bob Christopher. I would love to hear from you right now on today's edition of Basic Gospel. We do have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands. It is our audio series called When God Is For You, and it is a detailed look at chapter 8 of the book of Romans. This is the pinnacle of all chapters in the Word of God. This is where we find out what victorious Christian living really looks like and how it's sourced in our day-to-day lives. So we want to put this in your hands. It's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. We invite you to go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button. Be as generous as you possibly can to help us continue to get this good news out to as many people as possible. As I've said time and time again, we want to tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can, and we certainly need your help to get this good news about Jesus to the hearts of people all around this world. So your gift this month will make a tremendous difference in helping us do that. And to say thank you, we're going to send you this wonderful resource called When God Is For You. Again, all the information is at basicgospel.net. Just simply click the donate button and follow all of the instructions. Or you can call 844-322-2742 and talk to Michelle. She'll walk you through the donation process, and we'll get that CD series to you as quickly as possible. Well, we've got some great questions that we want to get to today. One came to us yesterday from Oscar, who was watching us on YouTube, and his question is about fear, and specifically fear of death. And he says, how can I not fear death? Sometimes I doubt if I'm saved and fear where I'm going to go. I know I deserve hell, but why do I fear and doubt my salvation? Well, Oscar, this is a wonderful question, and I think we've got some good hope for you. And here's what I want to say to you, Oscar. The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. So Christ died for your sins, Oscar. And when you believed that good news, when you believed the story of Christ, then Jesus exchanged your sins. He took your sins and he gave you his righteousness. And in giving you his righteousness, he made you alive together with Christ. So you crossed over from death to life. And then he sent his Spirit to take up residence inside of you. So you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. And his Spirit, the Spirit of God, is now one with your human spirit, and he is constantly bearing witness with your human spirit that you indeed are a child of God. So what does that say? That gives you the assurance that when you die, you're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. That's the hope of the gospel. So as Jesus said to Mary and Martha in John chapter 11, he is the resurrection and the life. And he says this, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So Jesus Christ has already taken care of the death issue. He overcame death through his resurrection. And because He has given you his life, and his life is an indestructible life. You too have overcome death. Why? Because you have the resurrection and the life living inside of you. So there's absolutely nothing to fear as far as death is concerned. This gospel message cast away that fear of death. Why? Because death has been destroyed once and for all in Christ Jesus. So even though these bodies are going to die, even though these bodies are going to go into the ground one day, unless Jesus comes back before that happens for us individually, we know that when that happens, we're still alive in Jesus Christ. We've died in Christ. We've come alive in Christ. And that's our forever state. We're permanently alive in Jesus Christ, and he's permanently alive in us. So there's no way that you can lose salvation. The only way that you could lose salvation is if Jesus decided to leave you, and he's already promised he will never leave you nor forsake you. So you can count on that. You can bank on that. So, Oscar, I want you to look at John 11, verses 25 and 26, and I want you to star that or underline that in your Bible and memorize that. I think it's going to be beneficial to you in helping to cast away the fear of death that's in your heart. I also want you to look at Romans chapter 6, the first 14 verses of Romans chapter 6, and you will learn in that that your old man has already died, has already been crucified, and you have been raised to walk in the newness of life. So the death issue has already been taken care of as far as you're concerned, and it was taken care of through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So you have absolutely nothing to fear. So when those doubts come in, think back on John 11, 25 and 26. Think back on Romans 6, 1 through 14, and use those doubts as an opportunity to thank God again for what he's accomplished for you in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The fact that Jesus died, he took away your sins, he gave you his righteousness, he made you alive and sent his Spirit to take up residence inside of you. This salvation is a complete, done deal. You are saved. You are saved forever. Rejoice in that. And again, when those doubts come, use those doubts as an opportunity to thank the Lord. And I guarantee you, those doubts will start to diminish, and you will see this confidence starting to bubble up inside of you that you know, that you know, that you know, that God loves you and that you belong to him and that you belong to him forever. Well, Oscar, thank you for posting that on our YouTube channel yesterday. And I hope you were listening, and I hope this is a big help to you. We also had this call that came in the other day, and we're going to, if I can get to it, there we go.
Hi, I have a question. I want to know, what are we supposed to think about the LGBTQ community? And I actually have a friend that lives in L.A. who is gay, and I just love him anyway. But sometimes I get angry when LGBTQ people get angry at Christians, and I'm not sure really how we're supposed to react to that. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Well, that's a fantastic question, and this is one of the hot issues, hot topics of the day. How do we deal with it? And I think many Christians are very quick to stand on the side of condemnation. We need to condemn that sin. We need to call it for what it is, and we just stay there, and we don't move further to what the gospel is. And my encouragement to all of us is to use these hot topic issues as opportunities for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. God loves all of us. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So all of us fell into the category of sinner. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So there's this issue that we're all equal as far as that is concerned. There are no levels at the foot of the cross. We're all equal right there. We all need the forgiveness of God. We all need new life in Jesus Christ. So let's use this opportunity as a chance to share the good news of Jesus. Now, when we share the good news of Jesus, then somebody, and it doesn't matter what their lifestyle is, it really doesn't matter. When that good news is shared, then the Spirit of God can take that good news and do something in the heart of that person where they're either going to accept and say, hey, I want this new life that Jesus has offered, or I don't want it. And if they don't want it, it's because they like their life, their lifestyle, better than what they think they might can have in Jesus Christ. And so at that point, you're going to be at odds with them. They're going to be at odds with you. But you just continue to proclaim this good news. One passage that I think is so important for us is this. All this is from God. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 18. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself, and he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So here's the truth. You, as a believer in Christ, have been given this ministry of reconciliation. So what is God compelling you to do? Well, he's compelling you to trust Jesus and to allow Jesus to express this ministry of reconciliation in and through you. So he's given you this ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So that is the issue. Does somebody want to be reconciled to God or not? Does somebody want to be in relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son or not? Does somebody want to experience new life through faith in Jesus Christ or not? That is the issue. And we who are believers in Christ have been given this ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors of Christ, and we can implore. And that's what we do when we encounter anyone, regardless of their lifestyle. We can implore, we can beg, be reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, they're either going to harden their hearts to that, or they're going to humble themselves, and they're going to receive this gift of life. And when they receive this gift of life, the Spirit of God is going to enter in, and the Spirit of God will begin the transformation process, what he does in each and every one of us. So let's use these hot topic issues that are out there as an opportunity to really broadcast the good news of Jesus Christ, to sow those seeds. Oftentimes we want to just stand in condemnation and judgment of a lifestyle. Well, God has already condemned all sin in Jesus at the cross 2,000 years ago. His statement against sin is the best that's ever been made. So we can't add to it. We need to allow the cross of Jesus Christ to stand as it is, and then take somebody through the cross to the resurrection so that they could experience new life through faith in Jesus. So God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world. He sent Jesus into the world to save those in the world. He saved us, and now he's brought us into the family business and said, I want you to go out there and be ambassadors, to be ministers of reconciliation to people anywhere and everywhere you encounter them. So, Landon, I hope that is a big help to you. We certainly appreciate that great question. Let's go to this caller from Maui, Hawaii.
Hello, Pastor. This is Keone from Maui, Hawaii. My question is, why didn't God just do away with Satan in the beginning? Why did he allow him to get to man and then cause all this destruction that's going on now? I'm just curious, you know, because I know God can destroy him at any time. Anyway, God bless both of you, pastors, and I'll be listening. Thanks for everything you do. Appreciate it. God bless. I'll be praying for you folks. Aloha. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that that great question, and that is above all of our pay grades. You know, why didn't God just do away with Satan? Why didn't God just annihilate Satan before he ever had the opportunity to enter into the Garden of Eden to tempt Adam and Eve while standing next to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil? We don't know why God chose to do what he did, other than that he had purposes in allowing that. And those purposes were going to be fulfilled for you and me in Christ Jesus. So when we come to faith in Christ Jesus, the works of the devil that held us captive for so long have been broken. That power has been broken, and we will never be affected by that ever again as far as our eternal life is concerned. And we read some things in the New Testament that are very meaningful as far as your question is concerned. For example, in 1 John chapter 3, we read this: whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Now, the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. So for those of us who have come to Christ, it says that the Son of God has destroyed the works of the devil that kept us in bondage. So no longer do we practice unrighteousness. Now we practice righteousness. That's as the result of God's seed, the Holy Spirit, abiding in us. We also see in the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, and this is a wonderful passage, that since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. So Jesus Christ, in taking upon himself flesh and blood and dying, he destroyed the very works of the devil. He destroyed the one who has the power of death. And then in the book of Colossians chapter 2, through his death on the cross, he made a public mockery of Satan and those powers of darkness. So Jesus Christ has done the work in destroying the works of Satan, destroying Satan, and making a public mockery of him. So we can rest assured that we are safe and secure in the very hand of Jesus, and we are safe and secure in the very hand of God because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As we talked about at the top of the hour, absolutely nothing, and that includes Satan himself, can separate us from the love of God. He once did, back in the garden, separated Adam and Eve and all of humanity from the very life of God, but now through Christ Jesus, that's been restored, and Satan has no way to get a foothold into what Christ has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for being with us today. We hope and pray this program has been a great encouragement to you. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Until then, this is Bob Christopher saying so long from Lewisville, Texas.